Let's move on now to our next top story for this hour, coming out of Saudi Arabia, where that country has sentenced a Shia activist to 13 years in jail and a 15-year travel ban. Human Rights Watch says a judge convicted Adel al-Labbad in the eastern province on Thursday. Labbad faced a total of 5 charges, including disobedience to the ruler and disturbing public order. Media across the kingdom has not yet reported on the sentence. Meanwhile, the Saudi public prosecutor has demanded the death penalty for a 20-year-old man accused of participating in anti-regime protests. Saudi Arabia is one of the most repressive countries in the world, where there is zero tolerance for dissent. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, and he's now joining us live via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you see these latest cases coming out of Saudi Arabia?
Well, this is a continuation of the oppressive tactics intended to stifle dissent in Saudi Arabia. Adel al-Labbad, Omar al-Sa'id, and before that, about close to 3,000 people are now believed to be sitting in jail in Saudi Arabia with no trial. Some of them were jailed in secrecy. The media does not report on these harsh sentences that in the case of Adel al-Labbad, about 13 years in jail. There was Omar Sa'id too, who was sentenced also a couple of days ago, I think, to 300 lashes or so. So we're talking about a regime that is trying to oppress the Saudi people, minorities, women, and any political activists.
And speaking about politics, you know, between rumors of Bandar bin Sultan trying to take over the position of crown prince, I would imagine that such cases add a lot of pressure to politics within Saudi society.
Yes, it's the situation with the elderly King Abdullah and the conflicts within the royal family over territory, over power. Adds to the confusion that has dominated Saudi Arabia when it comes to dealing with the calls for democracy, with the calls for freedom, in the face of a royal family and a regime that uses religion, to lash people and to oppress them, as well as using the war against terrorism. Simultaneously to oppress people and put them in jail with no trial and no public record of these people's whereabouts. This is really sad for Saudis, and it's sad for the West that continues to deal with the Saudi royal family as a legitimate regime, and they cooperate with them regionally and globally. It's a shame that the West is again caught and bent with this oppressive government.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari speaking to us live from New York.